Nathan Bohme is a fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. He focuses on business. He's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. We know that the auto industry is doing well. We know that the truck industry is doing well. And one of the reasons is because of something we didn't know about. The oil boom is boosting the sale of those pickups, especially around the state of Michigan. Tell us about this story.
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of people have assumed that because gas prices are back up to about $4 a gallon and seem to be staying there, that that would directly affect truck sales, but we're not seeing it. And one of the reasons is because this boom in the oil and gas industry throughout the United States is starting to lead to more truck sales. And that means that Chevrolet, for example, with the Silverado, and of course the Dodge Ram and the Ford F-Series, and these types of vehicles are still doing pretty well because, you know, obviously people are starting to replace some old vehicles, so that's one reason for the demand, because there's just a lot of pent-up demand after this tough economy, this tough stretch that has obviously depressed vehicle sales for so long. So that's one reason. But the companies are starting to cite the oil and gas exploration boom as another reason why they're starting to see more truck sales.
It's interesting. GM's full-size pickup sales rose 14%, according to your story, in March compared to a year ago, as the Chevrolet Silverado posted a 12.1 increase of sales, and the GMC Sierra 19.2. Ford sales are up 13.6. So are Chrysler's, which Ram sales are up 23%, and Toyota's Tundra sales are even up 10%. So all makes and models are being bought.
Absolutely, and it's interesting because if you look at the numbers and you look at what's going on in this oil and gas industry, the extraction business specifically, there is has been a significant boom in jobs, not just a frivolous growth here. This is significant, something like an additional 25,000 positions in that industry throughout the U.S. over the last year, and that just leads directly to people needing more vehicles. But also for the people who are in the industry and actually need a vehicle to do their job. You know, I spoke with one guy who is the head of the North Dakota Automobile Dealers Association, and he, of course, out there, they're having a tremendous economic boom because of oil exploration. He said that their dealers can't even keep vehicles on the lot. They're having a huge shortage of cars and trucks, and that for the oil exploration business in particular, the people who are in that business, they can't have a coupe, you know, they can't have a sedan. They're out there in this rough terrain. They got to get out to these wellheads where, you know, there's no roads necessarily, so they've got to have a very durable vehicle, and that a lot of times needs pickup trucks.
And do we see this continuing?
I think so, because, you know, right now the boom in extraction and the extraction industry is really continuing to be, it's continuing to flourish, and as long as gasoline prices stay high, there's going to be demand for more sources of oil and more sources of natural gas. And of course, you're seeing, you know, the rise in fracking, which is this technology where they use they basically inject some chemicals down into shale rock, and then they are able to extract the natural gas more effectively. That's happening a lot in Appalachia, out in Pennsylvania in particular. So as that continues, we'll see more of that. Of course, in Michigan, we have some drilling, too. A lot of it's going on in Jackson County, actually, in particular, but also up north. So there is a lot of oil and gas exploration in Michigan, and that also helps the truck sales.
You can read Nathan Bohme's piece in the Detroit Free Press. Just go to freep.com, freepress.com, and pick that up. Interesting story, Nathan. Appreciate your time. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks, Tony.